So the question asked is, what is the best part of being a woman?
Girls are powerful. Girls are strong. Girl boss, you can do whatever you want. Be a strong woman.
Oh my God. Guys, I can't even. Girl boss, you can do whatever you want. Strong and independent. Womanism. Rah, rah. Women are the best at everything. Meanwhile, every single thing you can see in this entire shot is built by men.
Okay. Are beautiful women more privileged or disadvantaged by their looks?
Guys, just look at this picture here. Look at the girl on the left versus a mom on the right. That says everything you need to know, right? The beautiful girl on the left who's young, you know, 18 to 23 in a rockstar phase, of course she's privileged. And it's hilarious because her belief set even implies she's privileged, right? Her saying that, you know, girl boss, you can do whatever you want, rah, rah, women, womanism, all of that is a literally an exact direct demonstration of being privileged. Hilarious to live in a matriarchy and to have this shit. I cannot make this shit up. Okay, let's see what the mom says.
Both.
Okay, well, they're definitely both, but...
So thank you for asking that.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there's definitely disadvantages, but I mean, if the privileges didn't outweigh the disadvantages, would any woman ever bother getting plastic surgery?
Right, of course. So the reason why women get plastic surgery is twofold. So one reason is because it prolongs, or at least in their mind, it prolongs their youth and beauty, which is like the top priority. It also, in their eyes, makes them more competitive amongst women, right? Because the most competitive women are young and beautiful, right? But usually they're clueless about how much power they actually have. Or they know exactly how much power they have and they lie to maintain it, right? So, there you go. Hello and welcome to the Helios blog. My name is Helios here for another reaction video. Please remember to like, comment, and subscribe, hitting all for notifications. If you're watching on the podcast, give me a 5-star review, give me a follow. Also, if you'd like to, if you'd like me to comment on a video compilation, maybe a Reddit post, please send it to the heliosblog@gmail.com. Let's continue.
Well, see, that's the thing. I had a reduction of my breasts. They're still large. And
wow, look. Humble bragging. I had a reduction, right? So again, the very fact that she's saying such an expression already implies everything it needs to imply, right? It tells you exactly the privilege of beautiful women, right? And okay, like for some women, getting a reduction actually makes them more attractive, right? So again, she's focused entirely on her looks, right? And the irony is that she's focused on her looks when she's way past the prime and has either some failed plastic surgery or perhaps more sadly some kind of stroke based on her appearance. Anyway, like, you can't make this up, guys. And also, if the belief set of the mom is like this, imagine what the belief set of the daughter is like. Like, it's like you can't make this up.
And I still get too much attention, and that's why I got rid of them.
I get too much attention still. Right. So again, it's just humble bragging, right? Like, when girls say this, what they're saying is they're saying it for the purpose of creating jealousy in other women, saying, look at how valuable I am. The more attention I have, the more valuable I am. Because that's how they judge men, based on pre-selection. So the more selected she is, the more valuable she is. Or at least that's what she thinks in her eyes, right? And that's why she has a brag like this. And that's why she has to overcompensate by dominating the conversation as well. Of course, the daughter is deferring to the mother because that's normal. But like, think about the context of what the mom is saying. She's literally directly competing with the daughter on camera, right? She's competing for attention. She's competing for beauty, even though it's idiotic, right? Like, it just shows cluelessness. If like, no man in their right mind is ever going to choose the old woman over the 18 to 23 year old. hot girl, obviously.
But being attractive, you still always get attention from men, and I don't know how to say you don't want it because you don't want it.
I don't want to say you don't want it, but very clearly both her and her mother, right, they both clearly want it, and you can see it by the wan smiles on their face that literally attention is the currency of the realm for women, so of course you want it, and that's why you would even talk about getting a breast reduction or getting too much attention or all that kind of stuff. If you didn't care, you wouldn't mention it. Because the opposite of love isn't hate. The opposite of love is indifference. You would be totally indifferent if you didn't care.
But then you do want it, right?
But then you do want it. Exactly. You say publicly in order to protect your reputation that you don't want it. But you actually do want it.
Right. Well, let me ask this. Would you be willing to give up the occasional unwanted attention, catcalling, harassment, if it meant you never got any attention whatsoever or special treatment from men?
Exactly. That's.
Would you give it up if you would stop receiving special treatment? No. The reason why they would never give it up is because it is the very, like, that thing, catcalling is like 1/1000th of the time and 999 out of 1000 of the time they get benefits, right? So why would you ever give it up? It's ridiculous, right? And no girl who is being honest would ever give it up. But maybe to the camera, they'll lie and say that they would.
That's the whole key, because exactly. I hate the attention, but then when I feel unattractive and I don't get the attention, it's like,
Okay, so guys, let's go one level lower, okay? We're going to go into female psychology here. Let's think about who is talking and what they're talking about, okay? One more time. So the mom, okay, let's just analyze the body language. Look at the mom's body language towards her own daughter. You see how it's closed? You see how her right shoulder is facing away from her own daughter? And she's holding the mic away from her own daughter. Do you understand? So she is implying through her body language that she's competing with her own daughter. And more, she is monopolizing all of the time on the microphone. Why? Because she knows, being an older woman, she knows that attention is the coin of the realm. And this microphone is a way for her to get more attention than her daughter. Her daughter naturally gets a ton of attention and outcompetes her immediately. And then after, she's talking about how she still gets a lot of attention, which is just even more attention-seeking behavior, right? The mother is implying that she's still competitive, which is a hilarious lie, and everybody knows it's false. But it serves to signal to other women that she is valuable through pre-selection, and she believes, because she's solipsistic, that if what makes women attractive to men, what makes men attracted to women is what makes women attractive to men. So she believes that the more attention she gets, the more past partners she's had, the more sexual success she can imply, the more attractive she'll be to men, when she doesn't understand that every man with a pulse would pick the young daughter over her in a heartbeat, right? Because we value fertility, beauty, and lack of experience. And in fact, you can tell that the daughter has very little experience, just based on her expression, body language, etc. So again, it's just ridiculous, the situation here. And it's pretty fortunate that we get to see this live on camera, because there's a lot being subcommunicated.
I don't love that either.
So wouldn't that be like saying, I want to be a celebrity, but I never want to deal with paparazzi?
Exactly. Indeed. So many women want to have their cake and to eat it too. They want all of the benefits of being privileged, but none of the responsibility. They want themselves to be free, liberated, and equal whenever it suits them. But when there's a wall that falls down, they want men to move the bricks out of the way. You see?
Exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, isn't that like saying I want all the privileges without any of the accountability that comes with
it? Exactly.
Well, isn't
indeed. So women want all of the positives with none of the negatives. And that's basically what womanism is centered on creating, right? Womanism is centered on creating a society where women are maximally favored and free and men are maximally restrained.
Isn't that having your cake and eating it too?
Yep.
Okay, but is that fair?
No, and that's what I hate about all of it, because that's what's so hard about raising a child too, where I'm like, it's not about looks and...
So here you go, right? We get the mom shaming the kid on camera. Look at the kid's expression, even perfect freeze frame, right? The mom is shaming the kid on camera, saying it's not all about looks when, like, she's literally subcommunicating that it's all about looks, and her daughter's like, come on, like, you're really gonna attention seek and lie to the camera like this? Like, it's, guys, you cannot make this shit up.
If there was one thing you wish men understood better about women, what would it be?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I would say the fact that there really is an orgasm gap. And
what? Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. This is just women going for men that are too attractive for them, that don't give a damn. You know, for a drunken hookup, or, you know, for like 20 minutes on a Wednesday, and then they're complaining that she doesn't have multiple orgasms. If you want to have multiple orgasms, women, then get into a long-term relationship with a guy, and he will take care of you. If you want to have random hookups, don't expect an orgasm every time, because bedroom fun is like a dance. Your partner and yourself have to learn about each other, so it's not going to happen immediately. Even if you have an extremely skilled partner, it'll take at least, let's say, 5 to 7 times for him to figure out what works best for you. You know, like, so there's an orgasm gap. Like, no, there isn't. Just do it properly and there won't be, right? Just choose men that actually give a damn about pleasing you as well and you'll be fine.
And men need to understand that. And
yeah, men need to give me more stuff because I'm not getting enough. I'm not privileged enough. You know, I live in this totally safe society where men, you know, just do whatever I want. And I'm basically a rock star from the age of 18 to 28. And I can just, like, you know, run through men like it's nothing. But I still need more benefits. I need more money. It's not equality. It's I want the absolute power and money and privilege, and I want to do nothing for it. I just want other people to serve me more.
Realize that when you have sex, guys are probably going to get off, but girls, it's a lot harder for us to do that. So they need to understand that and own that.
Sure, but I mean, I've already said, if you want the guy to get you off, then you should be with a guy stable for a longer period of time, and he's going to figure you out and he's going to give you much more orgasms, right? If you're with a guy who's attractive to you. If you're just having random hookups, you're going to reduce the amount of times that you're going to orgasm naturally. So it's on you to make better decisions in your partners, because there are many skilled men out there. They just kind of need to figure you out, which doesn't happen instantly. Okay. Even if you've watched, you know, the bedroom fun industry, even there, they don't orgasm every time. And it's for the same reason. It's because you need a little bit of chemistry between the partners before, you know, orgasms happen regularly. That's how it goes. It doesn't, like, yes, you might orgasm once as a girl if you're with a random hookup, but, you know, orgasming 8 or 10 or 15 times in a session or whatever, it's not going to happen until your partner actually figures you out. So choose better partners.
Why do women expect men to be good in bed if getting laid is such a hard thing for men to acquire?
Because pussy rules the world.
Right. Well, exactly. So it's literally directly in line with what I just said, right? Women want more and more and more and more benefits while giving less and less, right? So they just, I am the table, I don't need to provide anything except for my body and you do the rest. That's the attitude, right? And this ridiculously entitled attitude is what has led to many men walking away. Because why would a man deal with that if he doesn't have to, right? Why would a man deal with ever-increasing expectations while getting nothing in return other than a body?
Why do women often talk about how they secretly run the world, but then also complain about how they're so oppressed?
Well, the truth is that the oppressed thing is just there for power, right? So the very thing of women being oppressed, that thing called womanism, that idea, that cultural concept, is what has been used in order to get women power. So the power is soft power, so it's manipulative power, manipulation power, right? And the way that women earn that manipulation power as a group in modern 2022 womanist gynocentric society is through stating that they're oppressed and therefore they need privileges, therefore they need more benefits, right? So it is by that mechanism that women get their power, right? So they must simultaneously hold these two views at the same time, right? And women saying that they run the world is just being arrogant, right? They're saying, look at how much power we have. You haven't figured out why we have it. But men have figured it out. And that's why the world is changing, why men are waking up to the truth. It's because men have figured out how it works.
Yeah, that I don't get, because I don't think women secretly run the world.
False. You do think that. It's just you can't say it on camera because it makes you look bad. So she's not going to say it. Again, every statement this woman has said for the camera has been for the same purpose. It has been for gaining attention, validation, and getting eyeballs on her and attention on her. And that she's such an attention seeker actually bodes very poorly for the daughter as well. I'm taking that as a huge red flag. She's not letting her daughter talk at all. So she's an attention-seeking type personality, and her daughter is going to be very negatively served by such an attitude. Anyway.
I think we're girl bosses when we want to be.
We're girl bosses when we want to be. That's right. So that's exactly true. That's called power when it suits me, responsibility when it suits me, responsibility when it helps me, but only then. Right? I am a boss when I want to be, when it favors me, when it suits me, but only then. Otherwise, I'm oppressed. That's the modern 2022 matriarchal womanism creed, basically. Anyway, please leave a comment if you agree or disagree. Let's continue.
Of course, but no, we don't run the world.
Some women complain about the fact that we live in a man's world because how hard it is to live in a man's world, because we try to...
They don't give us enough credit. They don't give us enough credit. That's true. I agree. They don't give us enough credit.
How much is enough credit? Like, what do you want men to do that they're not doing already?
What do you want men to do that they're not doing already? Okay, guys. To point out the elephant in the room, that a girl is able to look like her and then still be demanding and still be entitled to things is utterly ridiculous and shows us how different, right, the genders are, how much power you get just for being a girl without having earned anything. So what do women still need that they aren't getting already? By the way, women get lots and lots of benefits in modern society. They get, like, better outcomes in literally every field you can imagine in university. For a higher paying job, a woman is more likely to be hired in every field you can imagine. And in general, women actually get paid more. Like they did us at the high-paying jobs, like they did a survey of like Google and other places. And in those places, women are actually paid more, like 8% more. So there you go.
I feel like...
So no facts and logic and statistics. It's I feel like. But let's see what she feels like women deserve more of.
Let me think.
She doesn't know because women are so privileged that there's not really anything extra that they need to be given.
Ask the question again.
You mentioned that men don't give women enough credit. So I'm asking, like, what specifically are you not getting from men that you want? Like, as far as credit, like, what do you want?
As far as, you know, men hold us a title to things. Like, we're only supposed to, you know, be at home and do only cooking and cleaning and.
So she's just saying the stereotypes of what women are supposed to be. But, I mean, we all know that in the modern world, that's these stereotypes don't apply at all, right? Like, women are taught girl boss, strong and independent, you can do whatever you want. And in fact, it's considered the M word for women to be in the kitchen and to do things for the express pleasure of pleasing a man, right? So, no. This is ridiculous, right? It's just going back to 1950s womanist rhetoric, right? Which is the same as it's been for the last like 70 years, right? Anyway, please leave a comment if you agree or disagree. And we're going to move on to, I actually found an amazing article on FDS, which has been apparently reopened. So let's look at this garbage. Stop putting the man on the pedestal. Sit on it yourself. Right, because every man wants to deal with a woman who acts like she's your queen and who's going to command you, of course. Aren't you tired of always putting yourself last? Aren't you tired of making yourself more anxious each year because you're afraid men won't choose me because I'm older? Aren't you tired of feeling worthless and ugly because you keep hoping that any man will look at you and he didn't? Aren't you tired of giving man attention, love and care and to be treated like garbage and kicked to the curb when he found someone else? Right. So, I mean, these are all like classic things. The idea is this. Women go for guys that are so much more attractive than they are that those men can easily replace them. And because they can easily replace them, they never put in that much effort into any girl. And of course, because these girls aren't willing to put themselves 100% into the guy and attempt to get a relationship with him, unless he's like, you know, way more attractive than him, he doesn't ever put in the effort and she ends up miserable. So my advice to women would be that women, you are actually 2 points less attractive than you think you are. So the guys that you're going for are way too attractive for you. So many women right now, like let's say they're a 6, they think they're an 8 because of Instagram, Tinder, TikTok, etc., social media. And so they go for guys that are 10s. Objectively, those men sleep with them, but they never commit, right? But actually, those 6 out of 10 women, what they should be doing is going for men that are ace out of 10, and then they could actually get the relationships that they want and actually be happy, right? The problem is that women don't want to settle. They think that being with an 8 out of 10 man is less than they deserve, but it's totally not. Their ego has been inflated so much that they believe that they're above their own station, and that's why they end up miserable. All of these statements come from women wasting their time on such relationships. Aren't you tired of walking on eggshells and making yourself smaller so that you won't hurt his ego? No, that thing that she's saying, walking on eggshells and trying not to hurt his ego, usually when men complain about this, it's because women are acting masculine, annoying, domineering, and men don't want that. Aren't you tired of spending money going half seas with lukewarm dudes that asked you out on a date? I heard this said before, and I think it's really funny. If a guy asks you out, he shouldn't have to pay, because like that isn't how it goes with literally anyone else. If you ask your friend out, they pay for themselves and you pay for yourself. If you want to be paid for, then you should act as a traditional woman. But you have like 20 plus partners, so you're not traditional. You don't have traditional values. You don't submit to men. So why would a man behave traditionally towards you? So that you can get the perks of being liberated while also getting the perks of a traditional man. It's ridiculous. It's biting off more than you can chew. It's being arrogant. It's being greedy. And that's why you are ending up alone and miserable with cats. Are you tired of being taken advantage of by a man who claims he loves you? Of course I do, babe, but treated worse than dirt? When will enough be enough? So this is, you know, phrased like a manifesto, right? Like a, you know, like this is like a serious issue, like a catastrophic global issue, and it needs to be rectified, because if it's not, then women are oppressed, and right now we live in an oppressive patriarchy. But it's all BS, right? Women already have the power. So this is just women that are sour grapesing, right? They wasted their time not making wise decisions, and then they want to be saved from their bad decisions. What's wrong with putting yourself first? What's wrong with prioritizing yourself and cutting off anyone who dare treats you as less than? What's wrong with having standards, boundaries, and preferences? Well, there's nothing wrong with having boundaries and preferences. In fact, those are great. But what is wrong is treating men as though they're lesser than you and not understanding your place. You are meant to be a helpmate to a man. So if you are acting as though you're better than a man, you will never actually be happy, because men want to be the boss. So if a man is paying the cost to be the boss, he doesn't want to be your equal partner. He wants to be the superior partner in the relationship, the leader in the relationship. And if you are not giving the guy an opportunity by being belligerent, argumentative, and annoying, you're never going to have success, women. It's not going to happen. So be smart. Be wise in your decisions. From the age of 18 to 23 is the most important time of your life. If you waste it, you will be miserable. You'll end up alone with cats. Trust me on this. All right, we're going to end the episode there. Again, if you're new to the channel, liking the content, give me a sub, hit the bell for notifications. If you're watching on the podcast, give me a 5-star rating, give me a follow. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Like and comment, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Please remember to do all of the following. Like the video for the algorithm. Comment on the video. I respond to all comments and I'll give you a heart. Subscribe and hit the bell so you can see my content on your feed. Check out all of my content on other platforms. It spreads the reach of the channel. YouTube, bit.ly/HeliosYouTube. Rumble, bit.ly/HeliosRumble. My blog is realheliosblog.com. My podcast, bit.ly/HeliosPodcast. My Patreon, patreon.com/TheHeliosBlog. You can also support the show at bit.ly/HeliosDonations and buy my books at bit.ly/HeliosBooks. Thank you so much for all of your support.